With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The body of a man missing in Lactiff Lambeau Lake has been recovered. Lactiff Lambeau police say 45-year-old Kyle Ashman of Lake Geneva had been vacationing on Whitefish Lake. On Thursday evening, his empty boat was seen circling on the water. A search began, assisted by a number of agencies. Work Friday narrowed the search area. The search resumed Saturday with sonar equipment from the Wisconsin DNR locating Ashman's body in 38 feet of water. The Oneida County dive team was called to help with the recovery due to lake bed conditions and poor visibility. A release from the Lactiff Lambeau Police Department said the Ashman family is deeply grateful to everyone who joined in the search for their loved one. The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry replaced its decade-old weekend food for kids program this school year. WXPR's Katie Thorson follows up on the Hodag Monster Meals program as part of our Solutions Journalism initiative.
The Rhinelander Area Food Pantry used to bag up a couple granola bars, maybe some individual microwave mac and cheeses, some apples, and other similar food items each week as part of its old Weekend Food for Kids program. The bags would go to the Rhinelander School District and be sent home with kids on Friday. Now, under the Hodag Monster Meals program, the pantry will once a month pack up bags with foods like a box of cereal, canned soup, a fresh loaf of bread, jars of peanut butter and jelly, eggs, some produce, and milk. Parents or guardians then come pick up the bags. There are no income restrictions. They just need to prove they have a kid or teen. Rhinelander Area Food Pantry Executive Director Courtney Smith says doing it this way provides more nutritionally dense food while spending less money. It also makes the adults hold responsibility for it rather than the kids.
It's a really powerful thing. It's hard to quantify or to measure, but I've seen it in our summer programs and I've seen it in our Hodag Monster Meals program. Kids want to see adults taking responsibility. It makes their adults reliable and safe. It gives kids confidence.
They average about 225 bags a month. It is first come, first serve, with some months, like last month, running out of food. Smith says they have a general number of a little under 700 kids in the community that could be served by this program, but much like the pantry, only about a third show up each time.
You know, food insecurity, or when households just are challenged to meet their nutritional needs, it's not an every month or an every week for our households. There's different costs that households face during different times of the year. And so we can actually see that in usership, you know, both at the pantry and in our Hodag Kids programs.
There is one more distribution day this school year on June 18th. Then the pantry transitions to the summer kids food program, the Hodag Food Wagon. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The city of Rhinelander will be flushing out fire hydrants this week. Opening the taps on the hydrants helps to be sure they work and helps clean out deposits that have been building up in water lines. People can see discolored water for a time at areas where the flushing is being done. Work starts today in the Nicolay College and Lake Julia area. They'll also tackle Boys Drive and Kemp Street from the Wisconsin River to Highway 47. Work will progress through other areas of the city as the week goes on. New rule changes for ATV and UTV riders take effect today in Wisconsin. The updates include a requirement that everyone in a UTV wear a seatbelt. You also cannot tow things with a person on them down a trail or route using an ATV or UTV. You can tow people on ice, but it's limited to 10 miles an hour. Window tint restrictions are now in place for UTVs. In addition, anyone who intentionally causes damage with an ATV or UTV can be required to pay up to 3 times the cost to repair the damage. Major concerns about housing, health care, and transportation are mounting for seniors across Wisconsin. They're calling on lawmakers to act. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
That's according to a grassroots coalition coined as the Senior Empowerment Project. Members are hosting summits across the state to learn more about the biggest worries of older Wisconsinites. Volunteer Marge Rogenbach says they're seeing a consistent theme across both urban and rural communities. Many older adults lack the resources to age in place.
People would like to stay in their homes. That's not always feasible. We don't have enough staff for our nursing homes, so I don't know how we can possibly have enough staff that are helping helping people stay in their homes when they need help, but it is a priority.
Wisconsin is facing a severe housing affordability and supply crisis, but Rogenbach says people are also worried about being able to keep up with property taxes and maintenance for their homes. The group is planning an event in Baraboo in July to advocate for funding and programs that address the needs of seniors. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.